everybody. We as elders hope and pray that everyone is doing okay. We are thankful for you tuning in with us this morning, and we ask that you give God all praise and glory, and as often as we can. We miss each of you severely, and I would like to encourage each of you to participate in an online service this morning. One announcement before we start: there will be a youth group barbecue supper Saturday. It'll be a drive-through, and there will be more information on the website. Peonies will be for sale at that also. This morning, the Lord calls us to worship his holy name in Psalm 5, verses 7 and 8. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make straight your way before me. In these verses, we learn that when we come to worship our Savior, we ought to do so in reverence and understanding our position and who God is. It is he who calls us to worship him. This isn't something that we do on our own. This is not something that we have designed, but God has designed this. It is he who calls us to worship him. It is a gift from God, and we ask God to make his way known to us. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to come before you in worship. This morning, help us to block all thoughts that do not pertain to worshiping you. May we understand our position before you, that you love us, even though we have broken your law, time after time. And may we be humbled by the forgiveness that you have given to us, and that we might also be filled with a joy that overflows, and that others can't help but see this joy. And see you, O Lord, at work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us join together in praising our Lord Almighty, who is our King of creation, in song number 216, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Song number 216, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
are grateful for the word that the Lord has given to us that we can find in Scripture. We often take it for granted that God speaks to us in His word, and it ought to be the first place that we should go instead of seeking Him elsewhere, along with prayer, of course. In God's word, I want to read you His law that He has given to us so that we can come to both know how sinful we are and also how to glorify Him in our living day to day. Many times in Scripture, we read that we ought to meditate on God's law day and night, and that His law brings us great delight. I will now read from Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son nor daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The summary of the law is to love God above all and our neighbor as ourselves. Think on something just a minute. Loving our neighbor as ourselves and to love God above all. Just saying that sounds so simple, but we know that it's not so simple. It's not God's fault that it's not simple, it's our own. We are the ones who have trespassed His law and often put our own desires above Him or our neighbor's. But be encouraged. In Acts 13, verses 38 and 39, we read this. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through Him, everyone who believes is justified by the law of Moses. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for, more than we can imagine, and Jesus is that reason. In 1 John 2, verse 2, we read that He, that is Jesus, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but the sins of the whole world. Let us join in singing of Christ's love for us in the Trinity Hymnal, number 433, Amazing Grace, number 433, verses 1, 2, 3, and 6. 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Thank you.
These days, we seem to have a little extra time on our hands as we're home more than normal with less meetings and less sporting events to attend. So how can we use this extra time that we have? How about if we use it in ways that bring glory to God? Perhaps we can learn more how to love God and how to love our neighbors as ourselves. But how? What are some ways that we can research this? We could Google it, but there's no telling what kind of results you might find. You can see what you can find in the library, but not many books contain what Scripture teaches. And Scripture has a lot to say on loving your neighbor. Let's read 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. In 1 John chapter 4, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world we are like him, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So we are to love God as God has loved us. We are to give of ourselves for others. So brothers and sisters, go out this day and search for ways to live that love that God has given to us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, O Lord, for giving us opportunities to care for others. We know that Jesus has died for us on the cross and that we are forgiven for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for this. May we take this love that has been given to us and share it with others. Help us, O Lord, to obey your commandments. In you, Lord, we have nothing to fear. In fact, not even death should be feared, for we anticipate being in heaven with you, where there will be no more fear or sorrow, but only eternal praises for you. Lord, in this day, we bring forth our petitions to you as you have told us to do. We live in a fallen world, and we ourselves have many things to ask of you. We pray, O Lord, for those who do not know you. There are many who put their trust in other places or people. Open their eyes, O Lord, that they may see their sins, and you as their Savior. We pray for those who need physical help. There are many who have aches and pains. Many of these aches are temporary, but often can last for a while. We ask that you be with those who are advancing in years. While it is a blessing, it can be difficult with many difficult problems. Many have some arthritis, poor vision, difficulty walking, or other items of ailment. We pray, Lord, for the easing of pain and for healing. It is wonderful to have the technology and talents of the modern era, where hips and knees can be replaced. We are thankful for Ronnie's successful surgery and pray for a full recovery. And we pray for Bonnie Boyd also, and a full recovery of her foot and return to work as soon as possible. Lord, we pray for Sarah Catherine as she and her family deal with the coronavirus in their household. Please heal those who are sick and protect those who don't have the virus. And Lord, we lift up to you Rick Wilkins and ask you to heal him from all cancer. Please guide the doctors and help Rick to get the best treatments possible. We thank you that his faith is in you. Lord, we are thankful that Eric and Stacy Hoeksma are with their children. Though they are quarantined in Hungary until security measures are lifted, at least they are together and their needs are being met. We pray, Lord, for Mark and Carla. We pray, Lord, for strength for them and continue to give them a passion for your work. We pray for their children also. May you give each one a measure of health and always a desire to follow you in their lives. During this time, Reverend Daniels is stranded there with them also in Uganda. We pray that you continue to meet his needs, bringing him home safely soon. We also lift up to you the nephew of Wayne Slager, Scott. Scott lives in Birmingham, Alabama. He is a diabetic with serious kidney troubles who also has an infection in his leg and also tested positive with the coronavirus. Scott is in his 60s and in bad shape. We ask you, Lord, to give him healing, to give him the medical help that he needs. Please ease his pain. We pray that his faith to stay strong in you, Lord, and that we can all see you at work in these times. At Shiloh OPC, a Mr. Fellinger has a tumor on his kidney and will be going in for surgery this Friday. Lord, we pray for success in that surgery, and we pray for Mr. Fellinger that his faith stay strong in you. Lord, we pray for our church here in Pantego. We pray that you guide us to discover the man that you have already chosen to be our next pastor. We pray for the man of your choosing also, that he may be preparing and or continuing to serve you faithfully. We are thankful that Scotty Wright and his family will be with us for the summer. We pray that soon we can all return to worship you together here at church, where we can lift our voices together in songs of praise to you. There are many different things that we are learning during this pandemic. One of them is not to take gathering together for worship for granted. How great it is to meet weekly in fellowship with one another and be edified by your holy word. Please, Lord, bring your people back to congregational worship soon. We ask that you continue to bless Covenant URC and that the deacons have the funds needed to successfully do their work and that you have appointed them to do. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are excited to meet again soon. In that spirit of thought, let us sing from the Trinity Hymnal again, number 207, God Be With You Till We Meet Again, verses 1, 2, and 3 of number 207. Thank you. Before we depart, remember to check your website for a few links where you can hear God's word proclaimed this morning. Brothers, let us depart with these words of encouragement from Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord. Amen.